You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
The big Marriott Bonvoy American Express welcome bonus offers are back. The American Express to Accor Hotels transfer bonus is now live, and Air Canada has unbundled premium fares with new premium economy and business basic fares. All this and more on Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for July 31st, 2026. If you're looking to make the most of your loyalty programs and credit card rewards, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings from Canada's original and leading points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and we're going to kick things off with credit cards. So we have some big new limited time welcome bonus offers that are back in the market, and those are for the Marriott Bonvoy American Express cards. These are for both the business version and the consumer version, and both cards are offering up to 110,000 Marriott Bonvoy points. Both of the offers are available until September 22nd, 2026, and let's take a look at what those offers are. So on the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card, the consumer version of the card, like I said, the bonus is worth 110,000 points. It's broken down as follows. You will earn 80,000 points after you spend $6,000 on your card in the first 6 months. Yeah, so $1,000 a month for 6 months, pretty easy spending for most people. And with that spending, you will get 80,000 points, which are worth at least $800, give or take a little bit. Depends how you redeem your Marriott Bonvoy points. We value them at 1 cent per point Canadian. So that's like $800 Canadian for those first 80,000 points. And then you'll get an additional 30,000 points if you make a purchase on the card. So it just has to be $1. That's all you have to spend on your card in the 15th month of card membership. So like we're seeing with a lot of the elevated welcome bonus offers these days, you do have to hold on to the card into the second year, but that is not a big deal with the Marriott Bonvoy cards because these are keeper cards. These are not cards that you churn. They have benefits that I'll talk about in a little bit here where you actually want to keep this card. These are not cards that you typically churn. They are ones that you keep for the everyday ongoing value of the cards. And then we have the same bonus on the Marriott Bonvoy Business American Express card, up to 110,000 points. Now the spend requirement is a little different. You do have to spend $10,000 to get that first 80,000 points in the first 6 months. Still, for most small businesses, spending $10,000 over 6 months is not a huge deal. Now remember too, consumers can get the business cards as well. The process for getting a business card with Amex is a lot simpler than many other banks with their business cards. You basically have to just show that you're self-employed. You could be a sole proprietorship, partnership, you name it, and you can use your social insurance number and apply for business cards. A lot of people do it. So if you have the consumer card, you can also jump on the business card. And this card as well, you know, 30,000 points when you make a single purchase of $1 or more. I always say $1. It's potentially, it could be less, but I like to have that safety net of spending $1 that will generate earning of at least 1 point, and you know it's a valid purchase so that you would get that bonus of 30,000 points in month 15. So both of these cards, these offers are available until September 22nd, 2026. You'll find links to both cards in the description below. Thank you to everybody who chooses to use our links to apply for the cards. That is how you support our mission to bring Canadians the utmost and best loyalty and credit card content all for free. All right, so let's talk a bit more about the value of these welcome bonuses. So 110,000 points, like I said, worth up to $1,100 if you take our valuation of 1 cent per point. However, you can get more than that with Marriott Bonvoy. You know, this year we've redeemed as high as 1.95 cents per point. So that's like pushing over $2,000 in value for 110,000 points. You know, other people are getting 1.5 cents. I'm finding a lot of times you still can't get over 1 cent per point. Now, there have been some recent increases in points requirements to match the increased cash requirements, a lot of hotel stays. But it really depends where you're eating. You have to remember that Marriott has over 10,000 locations worldwide. You'll see a lot of blogs saying, oh, there was a devaluation, but literally they were looking at less than 100 hotels. So, you know, less than, what is that, 0.1% of the entire portfolio, and they were calling it a devaluation. Now, yes, you know, Marriott does have dynamic pricing, and sometimes, you know, redemption rates will be very high, even compared to cash rates, where it may not be worth it to redeem. But, you know, even if you redeem that, say, 0.7 cents per point Canadian, those 110,000 points still work out to $770 in value. That is better than most welcome bonuses in the market. So, you know, I would strive for at least a 0.7 redemption, maybe 0.9. You can get above one. But remember, ultimately, it's whatever redemption you're happy with. So don't even look at the value. If you're getting 110,000 points and you find a hotel that you want to stay at, you know, it could be a couple nights, multiple nights. You know, remember Marriott Bonvoy, when you redeem for 5 nights, you get one for free. If it's something that makes you happy and you want to redeem for, go for it. That's what the loyalty programs ultimately are there for. But the, you know, but we do have our maximizers who will maximize value and will not redeem under certain amounts for their programs like Air Canada, Aeroplan, for Marriott Bonvoy and things like that. You know, if you're wondering what I strive for, I usually strive for 1 cent or higher, and that is why I use a 1 cent valuation on a Marriott Bonvoy. So speaking of keeping the card long term, so you get the big welcome bonus that easily pays for the card itself. You know, $120 to $150 annual fee, and you have 80,000 points in the first year. That's worth, you know, at least $800 at that 1 cent per point. Pays for itself many times over, but then you get an annual free night award on the card that is awarded on your first year anniversary and then every anniversary after that. This free night award is valid for free night awards that run up to 35,000 points per night. You can top it off with additional points, but like if we just take the 35,000 points, there are a lot of hotels you can redeem that at where those hotel nights are running $200, $300, even $400 or more per night. So just from that free night award, you can easily pay for the $120 to $150 annual fee on this card. So this is why this is a keeper card. The other reason it's a keeper card is the base earn rates on both cards is 2 Marriott points per dollar. So if you're redeeming at that 1 cent per point level that I have as, you know, the valuation for Marriott, that's a 2% return on spending. So that's a 2% return card. Then you get like 5 points per dollar at Marriott Stays. So that's a 5% return at a minimum. And then you have like the additional earn rate on the business card of 3 points per dollar, which works out to a 3% return at that 1 cent per point. So the Marriott Bonvoy card in the Rewards Canada family is the card we pull out for all purchases where we're not earning 5 points per dollar on the Cobalt card, because I value that 1 cent per point. So it's a 2% return on base earning, whereas all the other Amex cards are 1 point per dollar, so you're earning a little bit less. But of course, we were redeeming even higher. So if I take my 1.95 cent redemption I had earlier this year, that works out to almost a 4% return on base level spending. So this is your everyday spending that isn't groceries, that isn't gas, you know, where all the other cards have accelerated earn rates. Your base earn rate, the Marriott Bonvoy cards are some of the best in Canada. So that is our everyday card, and that is another reason why this card is a keeper card. So next up in credit card news, we are following up on what we talked about in our last video a couple weeks ago. I will link to that video right here. And that is the All Accor Live Limitless Transfer Partnership with American Express. Of course, they also have the elite status coming to the Platinum card, but the transfer option from American Express membership rewards to All Accor Live Limitless went live this week. So yeah, you can actually go onto the Amex site or Amex app. You can add your Accor number to the, you know, to the area where they have the transfer options, and within 48 hours, your account should be linked. You can see my screenshot of it up on the screen. Now, I have actually forgotten to go check to see if this has been approved in my account. I set it up and it said, wait 48 hours. So after this video, I'm gonna go check to see if this is active for my account that I have it set up. So like as we discussed in the previous video, I won't go hugely in depth here, but the transfer ratio is 1,000 membership rewards points to 500 all rewards points. So it's a 2-to-1 transfer ratio, and Accor points are worth 2 euro cents each. So basically you're getting 1 euro cent of value for every membership rewards point. That works out to roughly 1.6 cents Canadian. So you're getting basically, 1.6 cents per point with these conversion options. So something like the Cobalt card, 5 times points, you multiply that by 1.6, that's an 8% return on spending. That is a really decent return on your spending. Now, I know some people are going to say, well, 1.6 isn't very good because you can get over 2 cents per point with, you know, Aeroplan, Flying Blue, British Airways. I've even seen some bloggers and influencers say, do not transfer to Accor. Save your points for those Aeroplan redemptions and that. Please don't listen to them. You do you. You find the redemption that works best for you. This is a really good redemption at 1.6 cents per point. I value Aeroplan points at 1.5 cents per point, and that's a touch on the high side too. So the Accor option at 1.6, give or take a little bit because there is currency fluctuations because it's based on euros and not Canadian dollars, but it's gonna be roughly around that 1.6. So in my mind, it's actually more valuable than Aeroplan redemptions. Now, I know people say, yeah, well, you know, with Aeroplan, you can get 2 cents per point. You can. But I don't like to overvalue. I don't like to inflate the values on Rewards Canada, because the majority of Canadians who are redeeming Aeroplan points are redeeming for economy class, and they're redeeming within Canada to the US and to some sun destinations. That's like probably upwards of 90% of redemptions are for something like that. And that is harder to get, that 2 cents per point, 2.5 cents per point that you do find for business class redemptions with Aeroplan. And those are limited too. Like, trying to find those redemptions with Aeroplan can be hard. And it's, I'm picking on Aeroplan here, but it's the same with Flying Blue. It's the same with British Airways Club, with Avios, Cathay Pacific, Asia Miles. Those business class, first class redemptions are a lot harder to do. And a lot of Canadians don't earn enough points, or if they do earn enough points, don't have the flexibility to chase after those, or don't have the flexibility to do a positioning flight to maybe jump on one out of the US to somewhere overseas and things like that. So something like this Accor partnership can actually make a lot of sense for people, because Fairmont is part of Accor Hotels, and Fairmont hotels are very popular with Canadians. We do have some other Accor options as well in Canada. So, you know, you do you. You find the redemptions that work for you. You know, Accor is a fixed rate. You're guaranteed. You know, it's not a potential value like you find with the 2 cents per point for Aeroplan or for Flying Blue or for Avios or higher. Those are all potential values. This is a guaranteed value, of course, minus the little differences for currency fluctuations. So if you want to know that, hey, I'm getting an 8% return on my Cobalt card, 5 times point spending, you can redeem your points for Accor points and then use them towards a stay at the Fairmont Banff Springs, or, you know, Fairmont Queen Elizabeth. There's so many around Canada and, of course, worldwide that you can use them for. So basically, you find the rewards that work for you, that make you happy, and convert to Accor, convert to Aeroplan if it works for you. And that, you know, that's the beauty of American Express membership rewards, and why something like the Cobalt card is so powerful, is that you don't have to fix yourself into one program. You have the options of all the programs. And with so many of these transfers being instant or pretty quick, you can decide, you know, right at that time when you're, say, booking a flight with Aeroplan and find a really good Aeroplan award flight, convert your points from Amex to Aeroplan and redeem. And if it doesn't work out, then you have those Amex membership rewards points to use for British Airways, for Air France, KLM, Flying Blue, or Accor Hotels, and of course Marriott Bonvoy as well, and even Hilton. Everybody says Hilton is, you know, the worst redemption option, and it probably is the least valuable, but it's not a terrible option as well, because if you're a major Hilton user and are not playing the US credit card game to get the US Hilton cards, you know, using the Hilton Honors transfer option from American Express Membership Rewards is a pretty decent option as well. So just that's the beauty of the flexible points, or as we call hybrid credit cards, like your Avion and Amex Membership Rewards, in that you get to choose in the end where you move those points and what rewards you go for. So now with this transfer option being live, it has opened up more airline program options. So like I was just talking about, you know, you get all these options by having Amex membership rewards points, and to a lesser extent Avion rewards points. You get these options to convert to different airlines, or in this case to a hotel program. And of course we've talked about lots where you can convert from Amex to Marriott, and then from Marriott to their various airline partners. You know, like the Cobalt card actually ends up being like one of the best for American Advantage, even though you can convert directly from Avion rewards to Advantage. Well, the same thing here with Accor. Now, most of Accor's partners are the same as Marriott, and the Marriott Bonvoy in most cases is the better option. But it has opened up some airline partners that neither Hilton offers or that Marriott offers. And those airlines are Air Europa and their Suma program, Gol Smiles from Brazil, Gulf Air Falcon Flyer, Indigo Blue Chip out of India, Junyao Air Club, Kenya Airways Asante Rewards, and Vietnam Airlines Lotus Miles. So yeah, so these are very specific and niche airlines. I mean, of course, none of them even fly to Canada. So if you're traveling outside of Canada, maybe you're doing a round the world trip, you know, you're traveling outside of Canada for months on end, doing little short hops here and there between certain countries, these are some options you can consider if you don't want to pay cash by converting membership rewards points. Now, some of these programs are a little more intriguing than others. One of them that I wrote about was Air Europa Suma, because they are a SkyTeam partner and you can redeem their miles on Air France and KLM flights. And the last I heard, at least through my global website, frequentflyerbonuses.com, is that they don't pass along surcharges. As we've all seen, I've talked about it on the website, and I believe in our videos, that Flying Blue has increased a lot of their surcharges on their award flights. The last I heard, Air Europa Suma does not. So this is a potential option to get in on the Air France KLM flights, especially out of Montreal, because they're distance-based. Has, you know, I think a pretty decent redemption rate. I don't have it in front of me. I'm going on memory because I've written about Air Europa Suma on our global website, because once per year they offer a really good buy miles bonus. So Montreal to Paris on like Air France falls into one of their shorter distance bands where you use less miles. So there is potential option there. I haven't looked at the full value of this. I haven't really dug deep into it, but I'm just, you know, putting it out there as an idea for people. And even potentially maybe Vietnam Airlines, because they're a SkyTeam partner as well. I haven't, you know, done any deep dives into their reward chart to see what it's like redeeming Lotus miles for, say, Air France, KLM, or even maybe Delta or somebody like that. So these are just more options you have. Now, of course, some like Air France, KLM, Flying Blue being a one-to-one partner with membership rewards, more than likely the, you know, the route to Accor, to Air Europa may not work out. But again, you'd have to work out what those additional fees are with Air France, KLM. So maybe it is something. I'll try and do a deep dive on this in the near future to see if there is value in the conversions to Air Europa, because Air Europa is one of the few Accor partners where it's a one-to-one transfer. Most of the airlines are 1 to 0.5, but there is one airline partner where you actually get more points than what you're transferring over, and that is Qantas. So Qantas frequent flyer, now the Accor transfers from Amex to Accor to Qantas is the best route. It used to be Amex to Marriott to Qantas, but Accor is actually the better option now because they have an enhanced partnership with Qantas. So 2,000 all rewards points equals 2,500 Qantas points. So that works out to 0.625 Qantas points per membership rewards point. Compare that to the Marriott transfer where it's only 0.4 or 0.417 if you take into account the 5,000 point bonus that they give when you transfer 60,000 Bonvoy points to get 25,000 airline points or miles. So the Accor option is now the best option for Qantas frequent flyers in Canada if you're looking to earn more Qantas points, especially from your credit card spending. So something like the Cobalt card, always go back to the Cobalt card because it is the king, the queen, whatever you want to call it, is the best card in Canada. So it's 1, 2, 3, and 5 points per dollar earning equates to 0.625, 1.25, 1.875, and 3.125 Qantas frequent flyer points per dollar spent. Not bad, 3.125 Qantas frequent flyer points. Of course, I haven't done a deep dive for a long time into Qantas, and there's a lot of changes there, whether there's value there, but it's just should be known for Qantas frequent flyers if you're looking to earn more points that is an option for you now. And so with that, this is just a natural progression of this transfer bonus being live. We updated our guide on Rewards Canada to airline and hotel loyalty programs that you can earn points or miles or whatever the currency is called with Canadian credit cards. So these are all the options, all the different airlines, all the big ones are there. Of course, Air Canada, Aeroplan, WestJet, the British Airways Club, Qatar Airways, you name it, they're all on the list, but there's a lot of niche, unique airlines, just like those ones that I was talking about you know, the Accor transfer. So we have this guide. It's the most comprehensive guide that you'll find in terms of which airlines Canadians can actually use points for. So we look at, you know, co-brand credit cards, but also these transfer options and even the double transfer options. So of course you have the singular transfer options like membership rewards to Aeroplan, membership rewards to Flying Blue, RBC Avion rewards to American Advantage. But then we look at the double transfers through hotel programs like Hilton, Accor, and Marriott, because you can transfer your membership rewards to those three hotel programs. And then I still list also the transfer options from Diners Club, Club Rewards, MasterCard, because some of us still have that card and we can convert our points over to their selection of hotel and airline programs as well. Fun fact about this piece, this is one of the oldest pieces that is continually updated on Rewards Canada. When I was updating right now, I double checked the date at the bottom. It first published it July 22nd, 2005. So it is now over 21 years old and it's still going. It is one of the longest running features on Rewards Canada. I hope you guys find some value from it, especially for those of you looking for those kind of niche redemptions on unique airlines around the world. And we're going to close out credit cards with a quick note to you. This is a little hint for you. If you have been considering the Scotia Passport Visa Infinite Plus card, you might want to get it pretty quick here. I'm recording this July 31st. Jump on it by August 3rd. Most people who've followed Rewards Canada for a long time, you'll know why I'm saying this, and that it has to do with the welcome bonus. So if you want to get in on a bigger bonus, make sure you apply for the card by August 3rd. Just like all the Marriott cards and all the cards we talk about, the link will be in the description below. So thank you for those who choose to apply for the card via our link. All right, so that takes us into loyalty and travel news. So we're gonna kick it off with travel news, and that is Air Canada has introduced some basic fares to their premium fares. So premium economy and business class now have basic fares. So what they've done is strip out some of the benefits or some of the free stuff you get with that you would normally get on premium economy and business class fares, but these will be priced lower than those other standard fares. Now, I'm not saying that they're becoming cheaper than what was in market before, but they're going to be lower than the standard fares. So what we've seen with a lot of airlines, I haven't tested this with Air Canada yet, but many other airlines who've done this have actually bumped up the standard fares, and what used to be the standard fare has become the basic fare. We saw it happen with economy class too many, many years ago when everything was unbundled. So now Air Canada has unbundled their business and premium economy fares. Now Air Canada's unbundling not as bad as other airlines. They've only stripped away a few of the extras. So now you do have to pay for your seat selection if you're choosing a basic premium economy or basic business class fare. You only get one checked bag instead of two. They're non-refundable. And then there's change fees, which I'm going to cover as well. Higher change fees, of course, on these. And then the other thing on premium economy is that they are not upgradable with e-upgrades. But other than that, they still remain pretty decent, I would say. But, you know, I'm going to talk about this a little bit more, whether they're worth it, hard to say. So right now, these new fares have been launched on select international routes to the Caribbean, Latin America, Mexico, South America, and on Air Canada's transatlantic joint venture markets. So these are the ones that they fly with, like United, Lufthansa, because they already have basic premium fares. So basically mostly to Europe, but not Israel or United Arab Emirates. They're excluded. So that's where you're going to find the basic fare pricing for these premium fares is on those type of routes. Right now, it's not available within Canada, not within North America, and not to Asia yet as well. Now, for elite status members and premium card holders, you're going to retain pretty much all your benefits. Even when you're traveling on these fares, you'll get your priority services like priority check-in, lounge access, complimentary baggage. All those type of things will still be available on these fares. They haven't stripped, like I said, the stripping or unbundling of these fares, they haven't been as drastic with them as some other airlines have. So now, I was talking about the change fees, and yeah, we have to be aware of those. And I posted this the next day because I actually checked some of the fares, especially the transatlantic one. So I did a Toronto to Frankfurt booking to check out the change fees and, you know, kind of the fare differences. And the change fees are huge on these basic business and premium economy fares. A premium economy flight that I looked at, Toronto to Frankfurt, $500 per person per direction. So if you had to change both directions, that's $1,000 on a flight that was under $2,000. That's some huge change fees, considering that, you know, the standard fare was only $100 more per direction. So $200 more round trip for a premium economy, and you get two bags for free, you get your seat selection, and you get less change fees. Now, I didn't check to see what the change fees are. I'm assuming probably around $300 on the standard fare. Somebody can, you know, maybe check it out and let me know in the comments below. I feel like $200 more for a way more flexible premium economy fare is worth it. But I'm sure some people will be buying those basic premium economy fares. Now, business class, $700 per person per direction. Again, a huge amount. Now, the business class flight that I looked at between Toronto and Frankfurt, this was over $8,000. So as a percentage of ticket cost, nowhere near what the premium economy change fees were, but still, you're looking at $1,400 round trip if you were changing both. So that's pretty big. And the bump up in price to a standard business class fare was only $200 per direction or $400 more. So again, I think if you're spending $8,000 on a round trip ticket, spend the $8,400 so you get way more flexibility and lower change fees and, you know, possible refundability and just a lot more flexibility with it. And you'll get your two check bags and you'll get your seat selection, all those things included. If you're spending that much, you know, I would bump it up that little bit more. But, you know, you do you. Like I said, even with the, like all the loyalty redemptions, you do you. If these basic fares work for you, book them. Absolutely. That's why they're there. So next up in loyalty and travel news, this is something we published on the site. About a week and a half ago or so, and that was, you know, it follows up on the last video where we talked about the new Air Canada Hyatt partnership as well. I'll link to that video right here as well. But yeah, you can now use the new Air Canada Hyatt partnership to take your high-end Marriott status and get a fast track to World of Hyatt status. So how does this work? So Marriott Titanium and Ambassador members get complimentary Aeroplan 25K status. Yeah, pretty simple, right? If you have the high-end Marriott Elite status, you can link your accounts and claim, you know, Aeroplan 25K status. And once you have that, you can then jump on these challenges that are part of the Aeroplan Hyatt partnership. Yeah, so they have the 90-day status match challenge. So as soon as you get your 25K status and are ready to do some Hyatt stays, you can sign up for the challenge. And then within 90 days, if you do 4 nights, you got Discoverer status, 10 nights, you got Explorer, and 20 nights, you can get Globalist status. So you can unlock a fast-tracked World of Hyatt status by having top-tier Marriott status, Titanium or Ambassador, by going through the two enhanced partnerships that Air Canada has with the two of the major hotel chains. So that is one way to do it. And remember, of course, if you have an Aeroplan Premium, we call them Ultra Premium cards, so the Reserve or Visa Infinite Privileges, you get automatic Discover status with Hyatt. So you can do that route as well, and you get access to those challenges as well. So if you're not a Marriott Titanium or Ambassador member, you can get yourself, you know, one of the Ultra Premium Aeroplan cards to get these fast tracks to World of Hyatt status as well. And I'll wrap up travel news. I'm going back to Accor. A lot of Accor hotels in this video, and that is the Rimrock Banff Emblems Collection is now officially open. Well, I think technically August 1st, they open up. At least that's what I saw on their booking windows. So finally, it is now a fully participating hotel in the All Accor Live Limitless program. Before they shut down for the renovations, before joining Emblems Collection, they were part of Accor, but they were not part of the loyalty program. Now they are. So now you can redeem points for stays here. You can earn points for stays here. So of course you can transfer your Amex membership reward to Accor to help, you know, fund your stay at the Rimrock, because it is pricey. At least the opening rates are like over $1,000 per night, something like $1,500, $1,700 per night here in August. I did see they drop down to about $700 later on in the year, but that is the summer season in Banff. You know, the rates are outrageous. So you can use something like your Accor points to help bring those rates down if you do want to stay at someplace like the Rimrock. It is the very first Emblems Collection in Canada, actually in North America. That is one of Accor's top-end luxury brand. So the Rimrock has joined that now. They do have an opening offer where you can earn 2x points for stays there, and I think up to 15% off. It's in the blog post, which I have in the description below. So, and speaking of 2x points at the Rimrock Hotel, why don't we jump into Rewards Canada's Bonus Blast? So the Bonus Blast is where we take a look at some of the more prominent bonus offers we've added to the website over the past week. And why not? We'll start it off with Air Canada, because we've talked about them as well in this video. So they've brought out some new flight bonuses. We talk about these every few weeks on our videos because they are, you know, bringing out new bonuses every few weeks as well. So right now you can earn up to 3.5x Aeroplan points. Technically that's, it's more, I think 4.5x points if you do the right math, to various locations around the world. So Boston, Frankfurt, Manila, you name it. I have it up on the screen. You have Canada to Boston, 3x points, Halifax to Toronto, 3.5x points, Canada to Frankfurt, 2x, Canada to Manila, 2x, Canada to Santiago, 2x, and Canada to Tulum is also 2x points. These are all for economy class bookings. For cash bookings, it's not valid on points redemptions. And all of these, you have to book by August 3rd for travel until December 15th. No registration is required. You can just go and book. As long as your Aeroplan number is on the booking, you will earn the bonus. And like I said, the actual points you get is more because they word it weird. They do the math weird. I've talked about this many videos. So when it's 2x points, it's actually 3x points. For example, if you earn 1,000 points on your flight, you will be getting 3,000 total. So they're doubling what the base earn rate is and adding it to your base earn rate. So 1,000 points becomes 3,000 points. So, you know, if you did regular math, 1x3 is 3, not 1x2+1 or however they do it. So just know that. So just know that you're actually gonna get more points than kind of what you may think you're getting. And we'll only look at one more bonus offer. A few people are excited about this one. I know a few people have been asking in the Rewards kind of community, when are we gonna see this bonus again? And it's here, and it is a 10% bonus when you convert points over to Cathay. That is Cathay Pacific's program. It's no longer Cathay Pacific Asia Miles, although the currency is Asia Miles. So when you transfer credit card points from American Express Membership Rewards or RBC's Avion Rewards, or select hotel points to the Cathay program, you're gonna get 10% bonus Asia miles. Now it is capped at 10,000 bonus miles per member, so that'd be like 100,000 Avion rewards points, 133,000 in change for Amex membership rewards points, hotel points. There's so many different conversion options, I'm not gonna talk about them. And you really don't wanna convert the hotel points unless you have some like orphan points that you're not gonna use anywhere and you know you can use the Asia miles. So you'll get a 10% bonus up to 10,000 extra miles. This offer runs until August 28th, and I should note it is not available to residents of Quebec. So unfortunately, for our Quebec viewers, this bonus will not work for you. You do have to register beforehand. And so like all bonus offers I talk about on our website and, you know, on the videos, unless it's something like Air Canada's flight bonuses that we have now, always register for the offer as soon as you find out about it, even if you don't think you'll use it, because then that's put away. You don't have to worry about it in the future. And then if you do happen to, you know, take advantage of some sort of promotion, you didn't miss out on those bonuses. Remember to always check out Rewards Canada's bonus offer section at rewardscanada.ca/bonuses.html before you book any travel, flights, hotels, car rentals, and more. We list so many offers on there, and so many Canadians are not earning bonuses on their travels. They're missing out on those extra points to get more rewards. Go make sure you go bookmark the favorite programs within our bonus offer section, or just do the main bonuses page and bookmark that to check out all those bonus offers. And I think I've talked long enough for this video now. So just a quick reminder that you'll find links to all the topics we've covered in today's video in the description below. And if you like today's video, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet, hit that notification bell so you're notified when we do post new videos, share the video with friends, family, coworkers, anybody you think can benefit from the topics we cover here. And feel free to leave us a comment below. If you have a question on anything to do with loyalty and credit card programs in Canada and worldwide, if you have a correction on something may have got wrong in today's video, or if you just want to say hi, I do my best to respond to all comments on our videos. And that is all she wrote for this week. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca on a daily basis and or our socials on a daily basis. We are at Rewards Canada on most platforms because there are things we post on the website and post on our social media that does not make it into our videos. And sometimes they don't even make it into our Friday newsletter because they are short-term, flash offers, those type of things. But at the very least, you should be subscribing to our newsletter so that every Friday you get a roundup of everything to do with loyalty and credit cards in Canada for that week. And then Saturdays is the Rewards Canada Bonus Bulletin. That is where we summarize all of the bonus miles and points offers we've added to the website for that week. Those are your tickets earning more miles and more points so that you can redeem for more rewards. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Have yourselves a great long weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's Own, TWKOP.